Hey, welcome back to this MBA course. We're looking at security in the enterprise. And in this section, we're going to be taking a look at social media security. But you might be asking yourself, why on earth do I need to know anything about social media security inside of my enterprise? We block access to Facebook and Twitter and all the other kinds of places where people might be sharing information. But the answer to that question is really that sometimes they're going to be sharing information there, even when they're not at work, which could be used in ways to work out how to enter your organization. What we mean really by that is what's commonly called a social engineering attack. They might be using that information to kind of work out what they could do to get in deeper. And I'm here with Erdal to talk a little bit more around social media and get some of Erdal's tips for how organizations and companies can actually manage what they're doing with social media.
To be honest, I get this question a lot, and doing a research about social media security, privacy, I get this question a lot. And my only question is, I usually answer the question with another question, said, who is not using social media? So far in all my events, one or two out of hundreds of people.
Yeah.
So if not Twitter, if not Facebook, if not Google Plus, use LinkedIn. If you're working somewhere.
Yeah. If you want to get a job today, you're probably using LinkedIn in order to be able to share what you've done in the past.
And guess what? It's social media. So how can I use it in a social engineering attack? Well, me going through Simon's Maze profile.
Yeah, well, you're going to find out where I work immediately.
Ah, Simon, remember we used to work with you in the UK, Microsoft together. You're going to say, probably you're going to be shy for saying no, because how many people do you meet every event? Seriously.
Oh, a couple of thousand.
And isn't it rude to say, very honest, please, not because we are off the cameras.
No, I don't know you.
Oh, yeah, I remember you from somewhere.
Yeah, by the way, every time.
Oh, yeah, we work with Satya Nadella together, you and me and Satya, you know, just trying to do some sort of, to convince you. Can we have a coffee, please? You're going to say, okay, we're going to talk about Windows 10 because I give big names, which you are also connected at LinkedIn. Just an example, okay? Guess what? You are going to be falling into this trick. And God knows what's come after. I'm leaving it open. So, agenda. This session is all about you. You and your security in social media website. So, I call it social zombies.
People that are walking through social media without really doing anything.
And last week at Ignite, for the ones that watch it, we had a conference during May, which is called Microsoft Ignite. We had a beautiful batch called Ask Me About. And I had, you know, many people had security, SharePoint, this. I said, ask me about you. My specialization is you. So today, I'm not going to do any demo. Why, Simon?
Well, because actually we're recording and it was kind of hard to find anybody that would want to volunteer to be on camera with us both at the same time. So it was kind of tricky to find any way of demoing this stuff without actually trying to get into people's accounts.
But what you can do is if you go to channel9.msdn.microsoft.com or to my blog, urmct.com, erdaloska.com, I have a session which is recorded with volunteered people. Please go and watch. And I will mention you the website, just mention, and you can test yourself later. Okay, what is social networks, dear Simon?
So social networks are made up of places where you could get individual sets of actors, like organizations, and they have ties between each of those actors. So you can start to see what the relationship is between a person, the company they work for, the other people inside of that company, and we can start to see who's interacting with whom across that particular group of people. It starts to give you the kind of insight that you might need.
So one in every nine people on earth is using Facebook. There are hundreds of millions Instagram users, lots of millions Snapchat users. The question here is, what is the psychology behind this? Is it to be more popular, or is it to be what? To be famous, or it's really I think not hard to define. And this is out of my topic. So, we feel that we need to belong somewhere. Hey, we love Michael Jackson. Let's get to the Michael Jackson group.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure you're happy that you're friends with Tom. Mm-hmm. Or you're sad that Tom is not your friend. But guess what? Many of your friends are most probably bots.
Yeah.
Which means they're fake. Believe it or not, there are thousands of malware is delivered daily through social media. All what they expect you is to double click.
Yeah.
Your private data should be not online. We know that Facebook is, I read it today, Facebook is making every minute $149,000.
Wow.
And what are they producing? Seriously, what is LinkedIn making? What is Uber delivering? Hey, it's all virtual.
Yeah.
Uber does not own any cars. LinkedIn does not have any 250 million plus users. Facebook is not creating any content. It's all someone else's. And we have really, really, really big issues in social media. It is connected to the enterprise security. Why? You do blog, you do comment. It happened in Netherlands. What happened is one employee started to do some racist jokes, okay? Many people in social media united together, went to that employee and, you know, said, hey, you, X company, are you racist? Of course not, but your employee Y is doing racist comments on social media. Guess what? Simon can't say I'm not an employee after five. Yeah. You still represent Microsoft.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure you're binded with contract on what you can do and what you can't do. Same applies to me. I'm a chief information security officer at EMT Holding. I'm pretty sure they will not be happy if I make funny comments about customers or vendors. So, especially in an internet where we have some issues. So, sharing is caring,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. We don't want to be oversharing information.
But seriously, I mean, I think we can talk about it. There is a bra in the market which you can buy. Every time you unopen it, it tweets about it.
It's hard to see where that's going to have an enterprise use case. I think that's okay. A pretty fair thing.
Okay, that's the question. Maybe not the bra example, but you sharing your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Let's say about this mouse, yeah. Okay? I know it's a Microsoft mouse.
Yeah.
But hey, I would say Simon May, can you imagine tomorrow it's in the news? Simon May from Microsoft made a funny comment about our coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So is this really how Microsoft deals with their customers?
Yeah, that could happen. Yeah.
Is this an enterprise case or not?
Well, it can very easily affect them, can't it? And one of the things that draws direct comparison there is if you tweet about the mouse that you're using, the keyboard you're using, give somebody a way to actually create a dongle which could pretend to be that mouse or keyboard.
Yeah.
That's the enough information that they need.
Can I tell you something? Last week, during Microsoft Ignite, I had, again, that advanced Windows session there, okay? And Marcus Murray from TrueSec and Hussein, the Wolf, okay? We asked, anybody volunteered? We had a script which we plugged into the computer USB, which is not blocked. Guess what happened? That script was running some malware then, and it was sending information live to the attendees. I didn't do it here again because we've done it already and we needed a volunteer. So the mitigation for that was block USB ports. Make sure you know what you put in your computer. But back to your example, this is in a way where I can convince you. I can see in Facebook you like, for example, Michael Jackson. And I can say, can you imagine you are the receptionist? I come to you and because I'm targeted attack. I look what you like. I'm trying to get inside the building. But of course, as a policy, you're not going to let me in. Then I use the information which I took from social media. What's your name, Simon? Oh, my grandfather's name was Simon. That's creating. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, he used to look after me really well. He was like my hero. By the way, I'm listening to, let's say, Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Are you going to say, you're going to create some sort of trust. So can you print this for me, please, out? You're going to plug this USB into your computer?
Yeah.
So social media security affecting your enterprise. That's why many employees, they are not allowed to, I mean, they're forcing their employers, their employees to not mention where they work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can just, I'm pretty sure you have lots of people around you that you can ask the same question. And it's, I think, an important point. Because there are many stalkers. There are many burglaries.
Yep, it's people that are able to actually then use that information to exploit from competitive angles and also to just cause pressure.
Or cyberbullying. It's such a big issue here in the United States or in Australia or in the UK. I know that from local MVPs or from friends. It's a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you go and check the student Twitter feeds, which I just heard about a few minutes ago, believe it or not, you could see all this scary information because I got kids as well. And they're going to high school as well. And to be honest, I would not like them to tweet all about this. Why?
Yeah.
Because now they're tweeting about, it was on the Twitter this yesterday, I think, a good friend of, actually, the camera crew told us, I can call him a friend, I meet him every year at studio. What happened is he told that it was in a live, I mean,
yeah, you, in a live session. And he,
live session.
Yep, some very interesting tweets started coming out.
And let's don't go to the all details. I'm pregnant. Okay, no problem. Let's say that's my daughter. What can I do? Nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, in 10 years, she's going to go up. She's going to be politician. She's now 18, let's say. Mm-hmm. In 28, she's going to be politician. And can you imagine? I'm going to pull that out. And I can't use it against her? Mm. Really? Mm. There was a case.
Yeah.
One of the prime ministers, actually, European prime minister. It's a she, by the way. What happened is, I think it's public. I think I can mention it. German prime minister. Merkel, okay? One cyber criminals, they pulled out her naked pictures when she was 18, 19 in a beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they did try to use it against her. Guess what happened? She refused it. That's me. But hey, she could just obey.
Yeah.
She did not. And as a result, now our kids, they don't have the options anymore. Well, what it's happened, like, can you imagine you share your child's photo while you're changing the nappy? Yeah, it's fun, cute now, but in 30 years, this photo, it's not going to be cute anymore.
Yeah.
So, this brings us to different issues. And one of the biggest issues that we have today is how we share. And if you look in the statistics, okay, we see there...
Yeah, that over 54% of that folks over 25 are actually regretting some of what they've actually shared online, whereas it's a little bit lower when people are a little bit younger. Presumably that's because they haven't actually reached that point yet where they necessarily are thinking about these kind of things.
So this brings the question back to you. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, many people ask me, Earl, what kind of security person are you? You keep answering our question with questions. And my question is, what about you?
Well, I guess there's going to be a place where most people are going to store some bits of information. In fact, I would imagine that most people's passwords are made up of some kind of bit of information they have, maybe a date of birth in there or something.
Yeah. Or I seen tweets where people tweeting, hey, my first passport with their password identity details there.
Yeah.
My new credit card or my new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boyfriend? Okay, in the United States, having boyfriend, or in most of the modern countries, maybe having boyfriend is okay, but there are some countries that is not okay.
Yeah, could be a problem.
It could be a problem. So, in social media, a simple search will help you to find lots of birth certificates, passports, credit card information, which all can be used against you. All right, that's all good. We are now connected.
Mm-hmm.
You can connect to enterprise websites via social media as well. Log in with LinkedIn. Even Microsoft Career website, you can log in with LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You can connect to many, many websites with Facebook, with your Facebook credentials. We are using apps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mention, I love my Microsoft Band or the other companies, okay? But this apps looks like harmless. But at the background, it sends some information, such as your date of birth, such as your IP address, mm-hmm. back to the developers. Hey, if it's a safe app, no problem. But what about the apps? They are not safe. Here's an example from the CNN app. It sends your email address, your IP address, and many details that I hide here. So the main question is, you are not that hard to find online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most people make it intentionally easy to find them. So it's pretty sensible. So some of the most scary stuff around this is actually being aware of the place that you are and what you're doing with that information. Is your health rate tracker actually logging GPS information that somebody could have access to? That could be kind of scary. They could actually, you're sharing your running route on a regular basis. What does that mean? Well, it means that somebody with that information knows the path that you're running, and therefore they could interact with you on the way in order to start building up a relationship.
I just laughed. Sorry, I'm cutting you off. I'm really sorry. But a true story. I was lucky enough a few weeks ago to visit a very important person in a country, okay? I'm not going to mention which country. I'm not going to mention where. And they basically took me to a secret place with a beautiful car. Mm-hmm. And my eyes were hidden, everything, you know. They make sure that I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah.
They took everything away from me. But they forgot my watch.
Yeah.
My watch has GPS. And I said, let's play a game. I activated the GPS. Do you know how did I start my session? With the exact coordinates where we are. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh my God, how did you know about that? I said, security boundaries. So now I got my mobile phone back. I can just go to my, I got a Lumia, I can just click. It tells you exactly where I am if I'm there. But okay, I could still find a way to find where I am. So security is, as a whole, we should look into details. Why? Because the devil is hidden in the details.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that. So GPS, geotagging. Mm-hmm. So many of you are taking photos of your kids, of your house. And then you go to social media website saying, hey, I'm on holidays, thanks God. Now it's to have some holiday, right? By the way, that photo that you tweet about your new Xbox One, the photo that you had with your new Microsoft Forza game, I could just put it into a website and find the exact GPS locations, coordination, if you have geotagging on. Mm-hmm. Or if you're using Microsoft OneDrive, for example, same things. You can just click into I. It tells exactly where that photo has been taken. So the photos are actually not that harmless anymore. Mm-hmm. It tells where you are, what you're doing. And people can look into that. And there are some websites where basically collects all this public feeds, and it's called basically a very nice name, Please Rob Me. And look, you know, there's always, I'm pretty sure you saw lots of shirts which says, hey, keep calm, I'm watching you, keep calm. But you know what I say? Don't keep calm.
Yeah.
Be happy if I am watching you, because I will not use this for bad, and my job is to tell you what you do.
To expose some of the
And
the
to
risks.
Be honest, if you watch my other sessions where I had demos, you will see some people thank me on of my actions. Mm-hmm. I was delivering a hacking class to closed group. I had employees from Microsoft, Australian police, and we had a topic which is called Google hacking. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I was using the search engine to find out whatever I want. And guess what? I found so many passport copies. Then we started a campaign. Instead of publishing, we did call that website. I had federal police as a student as well. We put the website down. All the identities has been removed. It was on the news. People then start being reached out. I mean, you will see the tank. It's in my blog as well, you know. People do share, and social media is becoming a huge part of our lives, which breached the which can breach the enterprise security if you don't manage it well. Because we don't know who is the wolf, who is the sheep, who's underneath of anything, right?
Yeah. We don't have any real way of being able to understand who's pretending to be who unless we're aware of those kind of risks.
So maybe you might ask you, what are you going to do with that Facebook data? Hey, social engineering. I can just collect all this information and use it against you, as I said. Or to what extent does social networking websites such as Facebook violate our privacy and place us in danger? All right, privacy is a big issue. Yes, you might, let's be very honest, Simon. Here's a question for you. Do you use, please be very honest, how picky are you with accepting friends?
I'm really picky, and I put a lot of people into my restricted group.
Beautiful. So you have that restricted groups.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Which only me, friends of friends, public custom.
Yeah.
But not too many people
do that. Yeah.
By the way, if you want something to be really restricted, don't share it.
Yeah.
A beautiful German saying says, if a secret is known by two people, it's not a secret anymore. So,
it doesn't take a lot.
If are you married? I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, I saw it on Facebook. So, if you let's say you fight with your wife or with your partner, okay, and you put it on Facebook. Now, I'm pretty sure she's not going to be happy about it.
Probably not. No,
and I can tell you there are so many cases. Based on, I mean, I got really good lawyers as friend. Most of the divorce statements is because of social media.
Yeah, because they've overshared something.
Yeah. If you think, hey, it happens to Simon and Erdal, no. I mean, please, I have some photos which I don't want to show now. Even Mark Zuckerberg and his company called Facebook, because of a bug, his private pictures leaked. I'm not going to show them to you now. But if you don't believe me, I can put it in my blog or please watch my Channel 9 session, which is up in the Ignite website. I just show them there. So privacy makes it really easy to track you.
Yeah.
And it is really, really important how you take action against them. Do you have anything to say in this, dear Simon?
So I think to make it so that it's harder for people to track you, just do some basic things here. Don't share your locations overly. Particularly pay attention to not sharing your location for things like your running route with people who you just don't know. Don't share things like your information about where your house is. Probably one of the worst things you possibly do.
Also, check in.
Yeah, check in at your house on a regular basis. Probably also not the best thing to check in at work on a regular basis as well. People are going to know exactly where you are, what
you're doing.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of that, which is actually all really common sense when you start to get into it, but not everybody applies those to everyday life.
And as a result, you might get harmed. Not just you, the people that work with you or around you might get harmed as well. And I have a beautiful slide deck. So, the GPS, the electronic payment system, the bus stations, the apps, the airport security, the cameras in the streets, the facial recognition, your credit card usage. Basically, it's a chain.
Yeah, it's all a chain of tracking information.
Which leaves a digital footprint behind us. Again, in this session, we did not do any demonstration because, hey, I was going to show myself or Simon, which is not going to make much sense. But please keep an eye in my blog in my blog, probably the best place. I will share a couple of websites with you. Go search yourself, especially in North America, such a big issue. I asked the camera crew this morning, they get nearly every day some new speakers and a few of them did remember me. And when I asked why, they told me openly, because you told me how much my house was worth. Mm-hmm. And the other gentleman said, you're one of my favorite speakers because the demos that you done that applied for me in real life as well.
Yeah.
So this is not IT security. even though it says enterprise security. This is security for your life. And it brings you back to the main question which is asked. What is important to you? Your family, your business, your credit card, your identity, what? And the main point, they are all chained with each other. Now, I remember a nice song from, seriously, just came to my mind. I chained my heart from George.
Yeah.
Boy George, right?
Yeah, and it is a song. It all links together, and it's fascinating when you start thinking about it and then thinking about it from the point of view of how do you protect your information.
So, I don't know how.
Yeah, it's going to be darn tough. So come on back for the next few modules where we're going to go through some of the ways that you can start to protect some of your information on your Windows machines inside of your enterprise.
See you in the next module.